of Yamim Noraim, there's a phrase that appears, especially on Yom Kippur, in the beginning of Chazaret HaShatz, basically every tefillah. And the phrase is Me'adam Marchilev Ma'ashem Ma'ane Lashon, which means that for man comes the desire, what he wants, and from God comes the ability to say it, comes the ability for your tongue to express it. I'm going to talk about the two aspects of that phrase. Me'adam Marchilev. For man comes the desire, what people want. Now, facing the Yamim Noraim, we all want to be better people. We all want to be better Jews. We all want to do tshuva. We all want to shake all the bad habits that stuck with us. Be them physical habits or spiritual habits, as Rav Kook says in Orot HaTshuva, that also there's tshuva tivit, which is the tshuva from your bad habits, from the things that you go against, you know, the way, the healthy way of life. And of course, the bad habits that are averot. We all want to get rid of them. We all want to get rid of them. But do we really want to get rid of them? If we really wanted to get rid of them, maybe we would be acting differently. What we really want is we want to get rid of them. We want for those things to go away. It's not that we actually want it, because we kind of like what we do. That's why we do it. If we really, really didn't like what we do, we probably would stop. But in some place, these things fill a psychological need. Okay? It's the way of giving ourselves a little boost, a little pick-me-upper. But we know it's bad for us. We know in our heads. We don't really feel in our hearts. But we want to kick it because we know in our heads that it's bad. And we want to get rid of it. Madam Marchelev. What we need to do, gentlemen, is not only want, not only know we should get rid of our bad habits, we have to internalize it. Internalizing it is hard. You have to go and say, this is what I really want, not this is what I think I should want. People with bad habits, no one thinks that their bad habits are good for them. They all know they're bad. The smokers never say this has vitamin C in it. Okay, the smokers never say that this is, you know, this is going to give me a long life. They need it somewhere psychologically. And the decision to really want to kick the bad habit, be it physical or spiritual, that is Madame Marchelev. Bring it inside. Don't just make it what you think you should want. Make it what you really want. Madame Marchelev. The second half of that phrase is Ma'ashem Ma'ane Lashon. We stand before God on Yom Kippurim, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yamim Noraim, and Bichlal. And we have all these desires, all these things we really want God's help in fixing. But the phrase says that we don't control what we say with our tongues. To a certain degree, that what we succeed in expressing comes from Hashem. Which is why the Chazan on Yamim Noraim asks from Hashem to help his mouth say exactly what he needs to say. We also see it in the beginning of every Shmon Esra. Before we say Shmon Esra, we say, Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach. God, open my lips. Ufi Yagiti Latecha. May my mouth say your praise. Because we understand that what comes out of our mouths is not always connected to what's in our hearts. We may want certain things, but when it comes to expressing it, we reach a blockage. We can't say it right. Just words cannot express. That's a phrase, right? Words cannot say what it is that we feel. That's what we're saying. Ma'adam Marchelev Ma'ashem Ma'ane Lashon. the world, this evening, to a certain degree, is in balance. Across the seas, country where a lot of you guys come from, there's a debate. And everyone's looking to see what the people there will say, how they'll say it. And what they say and how they'll say it may determine the fate of the next 4 years, the fate of the world. Mashem mane lashon. God's the one who determines how they will say it. And in that sense, the responsibility to the world is upon us this evening. Okay? I have no clue which one of these candidates would be better for the world or worse for the world. But they definitely will impact the world, no matter whoever it is they are that is elected. And we stand here in balance. Their words, what they say, not determined yet. Up to Hashem. Hashem controls our lips. And this evening we're going to stand in front of Hashem and say slichot. We're going to try to use the lips that Hashem gives us to try to ask from Hashem that this upcoming year be a good one. That He guide our words and the words of anyone who needs to be guided. And that hopefully our hearts will be uplifted and we'll be able to connect and may have what we want be what we really want. And thus lead us out of our bad habits, out of our sins, out of our the things that trap us in life, and we allow them to trap us, and we bring ourselves to stand in front of Ribono Shel Olam with pure hearts, hearts full of a will to praise Hashem, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Tehilatecha, and that way we will stand in front of Ribono Shel Olam, hopefully, in Slichos tonight, in all the fields of Yamim Noraim, in a way that we can be proud of ourselves, and proud of Am Yisrael, and really make the world a better place. The Rambam always describes the world that man should see the world as if it's in balance, 50-50, and any smallest act could tilt it one way or another. And that's how we should see ourselves. Okay? Bring yourselves to the tefillah, bring your emotions, bring your feelings, and make your what you really think you should want what you really want, and that way we'll tilt the world l'kaf zchut.